Welcome to the first episode of Invasion. In today's case, we're going to be talking about Nixie Mary Brown, who was a 7-year-old little girl who grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and was born on July 18, 1998. Nixie Mary was 36 pounds at the age of 7, which will come into play later. She lived in an apartment with her mother, Nixalan Santiago, stepfather, Cesar Rodriguez, and her 5 other siblings. Weeks before her death, Nixie Mary was physically and sexually abused by Cesar. She was tied to a chair with her mouth duct taped shut. She was also forced to use a cat litter box as a toilet. On January 11, 2006, Cesar Rodriguez had come to find out his printer was broken. He then asked the other kids who'd done it, and they blamed Nixie Mary. He became agitated and went to go grab a yogurt cup. He saw it wasn't there and asked Nixalan, who blamed Nixie Mary. Cesar, filled up with anger, and dragged Nixie Mary to the bathroom and stripped her clothes and doused her with cold water. Not doing anything to stop it, her mother was just watching. He then threw Nixie Mary into her room, which is absolutely disgusting and filthy. And for hours, Nixie Mary was unconscious and in respiratory distress. No one checked up on her until 7 hours later when her mother came in the room and found her dead. Now, to go back on what I just said, and when I said that the fact that Nixie Mary was 36 pounds and it would come into play, is that when he threw her, she hit the floor really hard because she's 36 pounds and she's very light. And he is a grown man throwing her into the room. And after all of this, they called the police or something like that. That part is not fully there in anything, any reports, news, things. It's not really described, but the officer that arrived on the scene had said that Cesar was trying to give her CPR and was trying to bring her back to life technically, which wouldn't have worked because after 7 hours, she would have basically been dead, to be blunt. And that wouldn't have helped. The officer also said that it looked like he was barely trying and that it looked like he wasn't even trying at all. He was just trying to do it so that he wouldn't be charged with anything technically. So after all of this, Cesar was charged with first-degree manslaughter and has charges for molesting Nixie Mary and abusing the 5 other kids, and received a sentence of 29 years. Nixalan was acquitted of murder on October 17, 2008, however was found guilty of manslaughter and received a sentence of 43 years. During court, they both pled not guilty and Nixalan showed zero emotion. One thing I would like to say is that Cesar got 29 years and Nixalan got 43 years. That makes, to me at least, makes no whatever sense whatsoever, because he should have got more years than she should have. They both should have got the same amount of years. They both should have got like 43 years, not 29 years. 29 years for molesting a child and abusing 5 other kids and also killing a child. 29 years? Seriously? And Nixalan, she was only found guilty of manslaughter, per se. So, why did she get 43 years and he had 29 years? To me, that makes no whatsoever sense, and it makes me angry that she had about like 20 more years added than he did.